No, not when they're slaves.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. No.
You reckon that they knew how to read and write?
They didn't read and write. Mm-hmm. They couldn't read and write.
What about your other grandparents? You remember them? On your father's side?
No, I don't. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't know anything about them because I think my grandfather or grandmother, one of them died the very day my mother's first child was born.
Hmm.
My brother, I think she died that day. No, she didn't. It must have been him that died that day. Because I heard her speak of, I had another cousin that lived, an uncle that lived here, had some children. And those children were, his mother had those children. His wife died and his mother took those children and had them around her, and then she was sick. And my mother said she would go out, and they lived in the rural, and she would go out there, and her daughters would come, was there waiting on her. Of course, they'd come to feed her, and she's giving those two little grandchildren mostly what she had to eat. Mm. She didn't eat it. She said she wasn't eating. My mother said she almost starved herself. But she would see to those two little children eating something and know, too, that they're going to feed them.
Yes, ma'am.
But she wanted to know that they was eating.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Do you know anything about your earlier ancestors, earlier than your grandparents?
Mm-mm. Not a thing. Because they were born slaves.
Yes, ma'am.
They were born slaves, and who their people were, I've never heard them. Never heard them say or mention.
Oh,
I think I heard my mother mention her grandmother, but she was very old, smoked a pipe.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman smoke a pipe.
Well, I've seen some smoke a pipe, and I was surprised. And I mentioned that when I mentioned it to Mama. She told me her grandmother smoked a pipe.
Was it one of these corn cob pipes?
Oh, I think so. She just said a pipe.
Some kind of pipe.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Were you ever married, Miss?
No, I never married.
Okay. Tell me about the house that, do you remember anything about the house you were raised in?
This one.
It was this one?
Mm-hmm.
But you said you weren't born in this one.
I was came over here when I was 8 years. When I was 1 year old.
1 year old.
1 year old. Now the house I was born in was on Street. I don't even know the house now. It's been so long. But one while I knew it because they had an overflowing artesian well. Or they had, you know, that all that happened after we got over here. But when our artesian well was over there, and the people go over there get water.
Yes, ma'am.
But now that well isn't over there, and they built houses and things until I wouldn't know exactly just where it is.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's across the street from Clark's Funeral Home, right in there, mm-hmm. somewhere.
I see. Well, this is a spacious house. These are really high ceilings, huh?
Well, they've been like this ever since. That's where he had them built. He was a little man with a big mind.
Yeah, right.
A little man with a big mind. 'Cause